become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, 5 January 2017. And since we've not had Ron McDonald on for the last 2 weeks, because the last two Mondays the studios were shut down, I don't want anybody jonesing off of Ron McDonald not being on, but I ran across a story today and I thought, you know what, why don't I get him on? So I've got you on.
You do. I'm on. Happy New Year's.
To you as well.
Thank you.
Is it snowing out there?
No, it's cold, though. It's cold enough to snow.
Well, you know, that damn global warming.
I know. Jeez.
Yeah.
I dread that every day as my feet are cold and everything. Yeah.
Wow. Jeez, I hope for the heat wave so we can melt those snowflakes in California. You know, I've been, Mike, can you search the archives and our stories to see if you can bring up that COMEX story about futures, COMEX futures, gold futures? And that's some more background on what I wanted to cover with you today. You read the story, 42 Years of Fractional Reserve Alchemy?
Yes, yes.
Isn't that a wonderful piece?
Yeah, it is. It really is. Puts it clearly. And we see the ultimate ulterior motive of the system with that. And, you know, and I probably shouldn't get into it right now. I know you're going to cover it. But what a scam, huh?
Well, you know, I'm rather fascinated. Let me digress here for a second, because there's a lot of scrutiny going on with institutions, government tied to institutions, like the funny money people, that every developed country in the world is attached to. It's the middlemen that I call them that get in and charge interest. They create the money out of nothing and then turn around and charge you an interest on it. Now, Ron, if you or I did that, we would go to jail.
We would absolutely
go to jail. That would be, I can't even think of a proper analogy on this. Maybe something like, you know, you put an ad in a paper to sell a car, and they showed up, people showed up to take a look at the car you're selling, and go, oh, no, I won't have the car until next month, but I'd be willing to sell it to you today and give you a good price. Well, you don't have it to sell. So how do you have ownership of it with this fractional reserve banking stuff? The government's allowed the banks, and I'm sure this was just to boost the economy, allow the banks to, what, 9-10 times over what they actually have on deposit and make it available for a quote-unquote loan? You know, people don't understand when they take out a mortgage, when they take out a car loan, whatever the case may be. They're creating this fictional money out of thin air. In other words, you're not actually borrowing any money. You're just signing a contract, and they're negotiating, and you get to pay an interest on it. For the uninitiated, it's maddening to try to figure it out. we've heard from the mainstream media that, oh, well, you know, Wall Street and the banking system and, oh, it's way too complicated to make people fully understand. Well, they like it that way. And it's very fundamental, without getting into the, all the minutia about what they do and who approved it and under what guise and this, that, and the other, the fundamental strike against the funny money people is simply, it's funny money. It's not real. It's a debt instrument. Now, we've reported for a long time, people have wondered about gold and silver. Well, you know, I bought a crap load of gold and silver, and look at it. It's done nothing. Oh, that's just to chase people into the stock markets to buy stocks. Really? Well, catch a hold of this one, folks. They're finally starting to crack this very protected code, if you will. It's been 42 years. The global bankers successfully alchemized gold through the advent of futures trading. So we begin a new year by looking back how we got into the position in the first place. To that end, let's start 2017 by going back to 1974, which was about the same time, what, Ron, the
silver.
What window was closed here? And all of a sudden the credit window popped up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over the past few years, you've heard me reference history and fact of gold price suppression and manipulation. Whenever it comes up in an interview or a presentation, it often goes like this. After Bretton Woods, the U.S. tried to go it alone and managing the price of gold at $35 an ounce. By the late 50s, that caused a mini crisis when the U.S. gold reserves fell by a third as countries around the world exchanged their dollars for gold. There were hearings on Capitol Hill and decisions were made to change the way that the $35 gold would be managed. This led to the formation of the London Gold Pool in 1961. No longer would the U.S. go it alone in providing physical metal at $35 an ounce price. Seven other countries were recruited to the effort in order to lessen the burden of a drawdown of U.S. reserves. This effort to manage, you know, we just can't say, wait a minute, our gold reserves are getting down there, so no, we're not going to take any of your dollars in exchange for our gold. Wouldn't shut the window saying, hey, we're out of inventory right now, our inventory is getting low, now we're going to stop selling on the market. No, they had to come in with a fix. Well, they fixed it. Let me continue. This effort to manage the $35 price worked for nearly 7 years until the global gold demand finally overwhelmed the gold pool and the effort actually collapsed in 1968. The U.S. was suddenly on its own again, and demand for gold in exchange for dollars soon grew to such an extreme that President Nixon was forced to cancel the dollar's convertibility into gold on August 15, 1971. This is the closing of the gold window that you've heard so much about and the start of MasterCard and other companies like Visa. This is the first time that credit was made available by issuing your little plastic card and you could, and folks, this is before the electronics. Remember those old little machines that you'd put your credit card in, and then you put that receipt with a carbon copy, and you had to move the little manually driven device to act. But see, that was not instantaneous. They couldn't check balances, available credit, or whatever, and that became a problem for some retailers because, hell, they didn't know if you had credit amounts on your credit card or not. You know, go buy a tank full of gas. Well, here's my credit card. Okay, we run it. Okay, they turn the receipts in. They get paid. Well, it's not instantaneous. You might be over your limit. But that's just a sidetrack to this. Now, a new movement to allow private gold ownership in the U.S. began. Recall that FDR had outlawed private gold ownership in 1933. And on January 1st, 1975, U.S. citizens were finally allowed to once again own gold and hold physical gold. Now, I know you didn't miss this one. People were converting their currencies into gold, Ron. What would be one of the reasons why somebody would want to do that?
First of all, inflation.
Bingo.
Inflation. Yeah.
That is exactly right. people were looking at not only U.S. dollars, but all the fiat currencies. It always happens. You cannot get around it. That the longer the fiat currency is out there in the public use or on the in the public markets, guess what happens? It starts to diminish in value. They call it inflation, but in actuality, it's devaluation. They're devaluing your dollars. End of story. Now, but something very important happened the day before December 31st of 1974. On that date, the Commodity Exchange Incorporated, also known as the COMEX, began trading gold future contracts, and it was through these gold derivative contracts that the global bankers and the governments finally perfected their alchemy. Yes, we can take useless paper and turn it into, well, almost, we have the gold. A pursuit which had foiled and baffled scientists for centuries, talking about alchemy. They were trying to take lead because it was kind of the same weight, same density. Yeah, let's turn it into gold.
Yeah.
Well, if you recall, a few years back, WikiLeaks unveiled a whole assortment of previously classified here comes Julian Assange again. God, they're just going to have to drop a bomb on this guy to get rid of him. You may recall that a few years back, WikiLeaks unveiled a whole assortment of previously classified U.S. government cables and transmissions. WikiLeaks documented them all together and posted them on their website under the category Public Library of U.S. Diplomacy. And that from that site and through this cable from December 10th of 1974, the entire document lays bare the intention behind the manufacturer of gold derivatives to replace physical metal. However, in case you missed it, here's the key paragraph. And it shows, and this is pulled directly out of that document, the major impact of private U.S. ownership according limited official use. And this is what it says. To the dealer's expectations will be the formation of a sizable gold futures market. Each of the dealers expressed the belief that the futures markets would be of significant proportion and physical trading would be minuscule by comparison. So in other words, they're all going to do these gold futures and silver futures, and they're not going to be interested in the real physical. We'll just give them paper and paper promises. Now, also expressed was the expectation, again, reading from the document, also expressed was the expectation that a large volume futures dealing would create a highly volatile market. In turn, the volatile price movements would be diminished. The initial demand for physical holdings most likely would negate, I guess, long-term hoarding by the U.S. citizens. Now, this is all laid bare for you to see. The dealer's expectations of 1974 are manifest in 2017. How? The futures market is of significant proportion, and physical trading is minuscule by comparison. Price suppression, manipulation, and volatility has negated long-term hoarding of gold by U.S. citizens, and very few even consider gold as money at all, with the vast majority seeing it only as a commodity or a hedge against that dreaded inflation. My addition to that. Now, however, the fraud of the banker's alchemy will one day come to an end as confidence in the fiat currency collapses. It is already happening. And physical demand for real money overwhelms this fractional reserve system. Will and can this occur in 2017? It's certainly possible, as negative interest rates and currency devaluations lead to all sorts of unexpected consequences. No, not unexpected, just long overdue. But the timing hardly matters when the end result is a foregone conclusion. No system built upon a foundation of deceit and fraud can stand the test of time. And the banker's fractional reserve alchemy is no different. It will one day collapse, and of that, you can be certain. Now, I am flabbergasted. Mike, did you find the other story? You haven't found it yet. Really? Might have been one of those stories I sent over to Dan, and he chose not to post it. Check his emails. Go back 2 weeks, check his emails, and see if you can find it. As if you don't have anything else to do right now. At any rate, this is, Ron, we have talked about this for a long time. Yeah. That if people go to the comics, they go up to the little window and say, okay, here's my long-term deal. You know, I got this futures, and this is what I bought, and, you know, this is what I want. They've been telling people, well, what's your bank account? We'll wire the money over to you. No, you don't understand. I didn't say I want to cash my futures in to get paid in dollars. I want to cash my future gold contracts in to grab and hold and cleave to my physical gold. And the last you get, well, would you like a check? Or would you, you know, we need your routing number for your bank in order to send the money over to you. What they're telling you is they don't have the physical. They literally do not have the physical. And, you know, this, boy, you want to talk about a double-edged sword here that, man, maniacally cuts both ways. When the currencies go kaflooey, you know, there's this strong thing on Wall Street right now, Ron. They're hoping that the Dow hits 20,000 to give the impression that, well, you should be in the stock market. Don't be in those stupid little commodities like orange juice and gold and silver. No. No, buy stocks. The stock market's going crazy right now. Buy stocks. Well, the problem is when the economies go funky, people, maybe not so much in this country, but other countries around the world, no, that's the dinner bell. That the bell rings. I'm Pablo's dog, man. I hear that alarm bell going off. I run to my dealer and I buy gold and silver, whatever he's got. And whatever he's demanding in price, I'll pay that. Because I know the price of gold and silver will keep going up. This is a fine line, Ron, that they have danced for a number of years. But I've seen 15 different economists now tell me in 2017, this debt bubble is going to burst and it's going to make 2008 look like a cakewalk.
Yeah, see, I can believe that. You know, Roosevelt acquired the gold at $15 an ounce and then immediately, I think it was $15 an ounce.
It was $20 an ounce. And then it was sold off to England at that $35?
Yeah, he raised it. So when you think about the dollar that a person had in their pocket at that point, it's the inflation went up by that much on that dollar.
Almost by 50%.
Yeah, and then go back to the $35 an ounce of gold and bring it forward to today when it's worth about $1,200. How much has the inflation increased on your dollar right now?
But that isn't really, that's really not indicative, and that's not a true showing of how much that inflation or the devaluation of your currency, it really is. Gold right now should be trading. I've not seen many experts venture out lately, but hell, a year or two ago, gold should have been selling anywhere from $3,500 to $7,000 an ounce.
Yeah,
but they have kept it artificially low, and people, what does that do? Well, that keeps them away from the comics. It keeps them from buying futures. You know, you might think that, wait a minute here, maybe that might be a little good bet that I go in and buy some gold futures, like you would futures in orange juice for Florida's next year's harvest or some damn thing, that in the future it's going to pay off, but, you know, when you buy orange juice futures, do you actually hold the oranges in your hand? No, you don't. This is what they were banking on gold futures as well. You buy a gold future, well, you're just betting that the price is going to go up, and you're going to get paid off on that. Oh, you don't want to take the gold. Well, no, you don't want to do that because your futures contract, that's what's going to pay you off. But they're not paying you off in the commodity that you originally bought. Whoa. Is this kind of Orwellian or what, Ron?
Yes, it is.
It's got my head spinning.
Yeah.
All right, let's take the break. We'll be
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
All righty, we are back. You know, This whole exercise, the complaint is that, well, Janet Yellen's being irresponsible with raising the rates, the interest rates. Now, Ron, it's not a good system to begin with. The middleman, they don't actually have to put up anything. It's just your signature on a contract, and you're creating wealth by doing that. That's the bottom line. It's a little bit more intricate than that, but basically that's the outlay. So we're chugging along, and, well, when things go for too long and there's too much money created in this system, that they would intentionally cool the economy off by not loaning as much, not making as big as commercial investments as they would have beforehand, or consumer demands for mortgages or cars or borrowing money for vacations or whatever the reason why you're borrowing the money. And we would have these cycles up, and then we'd be down, and then we'd go up, and then we'd be down, and then we'd go up. Well, see, the Fed Reserve would say, well, these are necessary steps to control inflation, to control the beast that they themselves have created. And by the way, making all of this money with this manufactured out of thin air, they get to be the middleman and then loan out the debt money or the fake money and then turn around and charge you interest on it. And this has been one of my bailiwicks my entire life. you know, the American dream. Well, this is the nightmare that's been packaged by Madison Avenue, along with the people on Wall Street and the investment banks and whatever else. The American dream is to have your own home. Well, yeah, but how do you obtain that? Years ago, when I was a kid, I can remember traveling around in Pennsylvania with my father. He had a heating and air conditioning business. And we'd be in, like, the coal towns of Pennsylvania and on the back roads and, you know, little out-of-the-way places. And I kept seeing, these buildings that, well, they looked like buildings, but they looked like stubby little buildings. Well, you know, there was some brick or there was cinder block foundation, and it looked like somebody just had slapped tar roof on the top of it. And that's exactly what they did. They built a basement, okay, completed a basement, with the hopes that as they got more money, they'd be able to add the additional floors, whether it be one or you wanted to do a duplex or whatever you wanted to build. But people found that they didn't have the money to complete the dream, so they lived in these basements capped off with tar roofs, basically. And I never understood as a kid driving around Pennsylvania going, you know, what the hell is this? Is this a new style of home? You know, if you're going to do that, why don't you just dig a hole inside of a hill, insulate it, and put a door in the front of it? You know, might not let much light in, but neither did these little, neither did these tar cap bunkers. But that was the reason why. And it always angered me. It always angered me. And as a younger man, I understood, you know, that, well, this is what the people that would loan you money would tell you. Oh, well, you got to get in the housing market. You got to get a starter home. And guess what you get to do? You know, you move into your starter home, you know, you make your payments, your credit standing is there. Well, as you go on, you can get a bigger house. You see, you can sell this house and it will increase in price. And then you can turn around and buy a bigger house and that one will also increase in price. And then you can keep doing that until you live in the Taj Mahal or, you know, your tar cap basement, whatever it is. But look at the interest that you're paying on this. Exorbitant, and Ron, geez, oh, Pete's, man.
Well, don't you wish you're on the other side of that line and duping all of America, or actually globally, basically?
Don't I wish that I was on the other side ripping people off? Is that what you're asking me?
That's what I'm asking you.
I'm sorry. That must have been a rhetorical question that you don't need my response to.
No, I know that.
Oh.
But see, this is the facet of the entire thing, is that greed is what moves it. And look back at what you just read on 42 years of. In that whole thing, there's one very, very important word, and that's called hoarding. That's the reason we left the gold system, why it was taken, the gold was taken from the people, hoarding.
Oh, you mean you wanted to hang on what used to be real money before the funny money system moved in, known as the federal?
Yeah. Yeah. On your property. You wanted to hold on to your property. And they said, no, you can't do that. That's hoarding. They invented the crime.
They are the criminals.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role?
So, Ron, the markets absorbed the quarter point jack up here of the interest rates, which is nothing. People's pensions and all of this other stuff, the paper that they're holding out there, they haven't been paid because, well, there's nothing to pay them with. There's no interest being generated. And then you look at what we did. By the way, the statute of limitations is up on the dirty little banker people that were involved in the takedown of this country through their mortgage-backed securities and other securities they were selling off of whatever they could dream up in their head. And nobody is going to be going to jail over that. Nobody's going to be charged here in this country. None of these bankers are going to go to jail for the largest ripoff ever witnessed by humankind in recorded history. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you know, it's the ignorance of the American people. They just don't know the law surrounding money. And I go back to that term hoarding. With the stroke of a pen, Roosevelt made every American a criminal. That's how bad that was. We became enemies of the state at that point.
Because he wanted to get all the gold out there and prohibited private ownership of individuals having physical gold.
That's it.
Now, you know, I can see why the powers that be are want to do away with the fake news. Because we're the ones that have been schooling people on the fiat money system, government corruption. Oh, gosh, give it a name. Give it a category. Give it a year. Give it a century. Give it a decade. I don't care where you go. We've reported on this, and they can't handle it. If do you imagine with Sean Hannity, with what did he claim the other day, at 560 radio stations, he does a three-hour-a-day show, radio show, 1 hour of television at night on Fox News. Could you imagine if on these 560 radio stations he brought somebody up like yourself or G. Edward Griffin to talk about the funny money system? Do you think there'd be a hell of a lot more people that were educated about the finances and how the banking system and our economy actually is run? Do you think that that would spark other people to want to learn more about this?
The unfortunate thing, they'd pull the plug on them.
Well, that's what they're trying to do with us. That's what this whole yes. fake news thing is about. And this is a worldwide phenomenon. This is an agenda. This just isn't a freak thing. They're saying in Germany, well, you know, they want to get rid of the fake news before the elections. Oh, you mean before Merkel, the little communist, once the communist wall fell in Germany and the little communist walked over into West Germany, that she wants the fake news shut down before the political elections. You know, on its surface right there, that's self-serving. They don't want the criticism. They don't want the criticism, so they're going to call it evil and bad, and it's instilling false information in people's heads, and they're going to react. That's what they're trying to do here with the supposed Russian hack. I hope you've seen the Julian Assange. And again, I take my hat off to Sean Hannity. He jumped on a plane, got over there to the Ecuadorian council over in Jolly Old, across the pond, sat down with the Julian Assange, and they went through it. You know, where did this hack come from? Russia? He said no. It was a non-state entity. Now, he tried to play slick and narrow it down. Well, did it come from the United States? I'm sure if he would have answered in the affirmative there, we would have got it down to what city.
Yeah.
But the point being is that, you know, I say what you will about Snowden, or say what you will. I was watching James Clapper today in front of a Senate committee, you know, and this supposed Russian hack. And oh no, yeah, that's legitimate. Really? Yeah, and where's your proof? They can't provide any proof. It's just now, either one or two things are going on. The intelligence community is misreporting to the president, or the president knows that this is all crap and he's in on it. You know, deflect away from what? And to give Donald Trump his first headache even before he steps into the Oval Office. I'm John McCain today pretty much said, well, you know, this may not be an instance where this is basically a declaration of war from Russia. But, you know, the way we respond to this is, well, it's not going to turn into a shooting war. Really? I have yet to see anything that John McCain couldn't shoot or drop a bomb on that he said no to. So they're all blaming this on Russia. And here's the irony to this all. The irony is that the smaller medias such as myself, this network, and others that have been out there for a number of years, trying to dig down into the law, trying to find out who zoomed whom, when, how it was done, the what, where, who, and why, in other words. And we've done a pretty damn good job at it. Before, I can remember somebody had sent me a cartoon, Ron, years ago. And it was a cartoon, you know, here's the big CNN boys or the CBS or whatever, and they got the big building and the big tower, and they're big and powerful. Well, right in back of it was this little tiny little tower and this little tiny building. that was starting to eat their lunch. Now, this has taken a number of years for them to get around to the idea that, you know, we've got competition out there. Well, we've lied so much nobody even wants to listen to our crap anymore. You know, we're exchangeable as pistons or spark plugs. Just take a look at the blonde bimbo that just went from Fox News over to NBC. She'll fit perfectly in there. Her career probably collapsed, but she'll fit perfect. They're exchangeable.
Yeah.
Because it's all based on an agenda and keeping the truth for the American people. But evidently we've hurt them bad enough that, well, they need to shut us down. They need to put a stop to the fake news. Notice now that they didn't hook this directly to conspiracy theory. You know, that's the one that they used for a number of years. And that was done by the CIA. Thank you, boys. Yeah, true Americans you are. Yeah, Kennedy should have put you all on a damn boat, pushed it out into the Gulf of Mexico, and torpedoed your butts. That was one thing that Kennedy was absolutely sure of. Got to get rid of the CIA. These aren't good people. And he was absolutely right. Now we have this closed-loop system, the government and the intelligence agencies, and, well, just all in bed together, pun intended, in bed, embedded, and they're happily spinning their merry tales of non-factual stuff, putting it out to the American people, and they have seen enough through the internet that they're looking at these news medias and going, wow. And if that wasn't bad enough, I love it. They didn't see this one coming. Donald Trump. Every time he was at a campaign stop, every time that he was in a debate, he was talking about the lying media. And this started with Megyn Kelly. This little witch of the West. They basically dropped the house on her. And she tried to make nice and make amends and appear that she was somewhere near journalism or at least somehow fair and balanced, which she was not. There was an agenda to her little snarkiness. So now she's going to move over to a place with known people that never told a lie, like people like Brian Williams. You know, they depend on the input of information to push out the old stuff. See, the news cycles, they depend on just the new stuff, the new crap, pushing out the old crap. Well, we're not going to forget about Brian Williams. We're not going to forget about CNN or MSNBC or NBC or ABC or CBS and how they have lied to the American people repeatedly. Or omission of the truth, in my book, is still a lie. Or the distortions of facts is still a lie. When you intentionally do it, it's still a lie. Now they're gunning for us because we've exposed them, and especially in their weakest moments. Yeah, the viewership, Ron, the viewership to CNN, they've got more traffic on the Food Network, for God's sakes, than they do listening to one of the cable news network's first programs that came out with a 24-hour news cycle. Well, it's so bad now that people like MSNBC can't even maintain a 24-hour lying news cycle. They're putting other programs in there for your entertainment. In case you weren't entertained by our news, now we're going to give you other entertainment. A different form, but it's still entertainment. Let me go to Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
John and Ron. I want to cover a few subjects, but I'll just start out with this. John, when I was a young man, you called them a black tar paper houses, flat roof.
Yeah.
Well, normally what most people called them was basement houses.
Okay.
People that was capable of building and construction, that would give them a start. Now, when Ron brought up the subject of hoarding the money through owning property, I about fell off. It pissed me off until I understood what he said. If we had stable money, then people could, you know, build and buy their homes, and if we had stable money, they could have a savings account, which people don't have today. And with those savings account, other people can buy, you know, make bank loans at a reasonable, commensurate with the value of the currency, backed by gold or silver or mashed potatoes, whatever, you know, but mainly gold and silver. And the economy would grow, and we would have a stable United States and even a stable world. But now I want to go to the Hegelian dialectic. And I say that only 1 in 100,000 people get it. Because right now, whether you think the mass media and the prostitutes and everything are saying this and that, we are being played right now, and people don't see it. They don't see it. It's the same poop every time a president gets in office. Now, when we had Obama, we had 8 years of so-called liberalism and progressivism and all this. Well, where did the... He had more wars than Bush did.
Mm-hmm.
He did say once before he was elected that he was going to invade Afghanistan. But the liberals that are supposedly don't want to go to war didn't say a damn word about it. I talked to Obama himself right here in a small town in Iowa when he was running, and I'm telling you, his people that were backing him up give me looks that, boy, if looks could kill, I would be a dead-ass man. I would be dead. But anyhow, to jump ahead, I'm going to jump to Kennedy. Now, what Kennedy said, and just like we're caught up right now, was symptoms, symptoms, symptoms. But we never get to the cause because we're brainwashed. Hegelian dialectic. Now, here's what got Kennedy killed. It wasn't, you know, shutting down the feds and the CIA and all that. I'm going to read what he said. Kennedy: I believe in America where the separation of church and state is absolute, where no Catholic prelate would tell the president, could he be Catholic, how to act, and no Protestant minister would tell his parishioners for whom to vote, where no church school is granted any public funds or political preference, and where no man is denied public office merely because his religion differs from the president who might appoint him or the people who might elect him. I believe in America that is officially neither Catholic, Protestant, nor Jewish, where no public official either requests or accepts instructions on public policy from the Pope, from the National Council of Churches, or any other ecclesiastical source, where our general populace or the public acts of its officials, and where religious liberty is so invisible that an act against one church is treated as an act against all. Well, we're headed in one direction, one world government. And with the one world government, you're going to have the one world church. State and church will go together. The church and this God-man will be presented with the spiritual righteousness to the people, infallible,
Fred,
and all this.
Fred, let me stop you because I'm coming up on a break, but I that might have been a contributing factor, but the game plan was so much more than that.
I know. Would you hold me over?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, we got another minute here. I was just trying to let you know here. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The church will have the spiritual values, supposedly, and the people will go along with it. But once church and state go together, then the state will do, or the church will have both temporal power and spiritual power. And temporal power is the use of the sword, the power of the sword. And so the state will do the bidding of the church. And people, you know, when we had Clinton and we had Obama in office, we heard the same stuff. What is going on right now? You know, they're trying, you know, to go on about how Trump is battling everything and the liberals and all this, and put a fence around the United States and all this. Being played, my God, and people don't see it. And if you say it, it pisses so many people off that it's just hard.
All right.
But
okay, I've got to take this break. Fred, you're usually shorter than this, so we'll go to this break.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Well, Ron, I finally found the story that I was looking for here. Jeez. Mikey found it. Thank you, Mike. COMEX Gold Vault reports overstate eligibility gold inventory. Eligible gold inventory. January 2nd. The World of Gold Market Reportage, much is written about it. Gold future prices, with the vast majority of reporting concentrating on the CME's COMEX contracts. Indeed, when it comes to Comex Gold, a veritable cottage industry of websites and commentators make its bread and butter commenting on Comex Gold price gyrations and the scrap of news connected to the Comex. The reason for the commentator's Comex fixation is admittedly because that's where the trading volume is. But such fixation tends to obscure the fact that there's another set of gold futures contracts on the street, namely the Intercontinental Exchange, or the ICE gold futures contracts that trade on ICE Futures U.S. platform. These ICE gold futures see little trading volume. Nonetheless, they've set up an infrastructure rivaling that of COMEX gold futures. For example, in the reporting of gold inventories from the vault providers that have been approved and licensed by ICE for the delivery of gold against its future contracts. Now, at the end of each trading day, both CME and ICE publish reports showing warehouse inventories of gold in exchange license facilities and depositories which meet the requirements for delivery against the exchanges and the gold futures contract. These inventories are reported in two categories, eligible gold and registered gold. Many people will be familiar with the COMEX version of the report. A lot less people appear to know about the ICE version of the report. For all intents and purposes, they are similar reports with identical formats. Now, most importantly, both reports are technically incorrect for the approved vaults that they have in common, because neither exchange reports takes into account that the registered gold reported by the other exchange. Therefore, the non-registered gold in each of these vaults is common as being overstated in a small way for COMEX and a big way for ICE. And since COMEX and ICE have many approved vaults in common, technically this is a problem. Well, They get into more facts and figures about this, and this is pretty much a softening, and this comes from the silver doctors, and it kind of dances around. It's written by a man by the name of Ronan Manley. And you think that sounds like a real name to you? It doesn't to me, but he goes on. He says in 2001. Euronext acquired the London International Financials Futures and Options Exchange to form the Euronext LIFFE Futures Exchange. In July 2007, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the CME, merged with the Chicago Board of Trade, and they both became subsidiaries of the CME Group, Inc. Well, CBOT had traded a 100-ounce gold futures contract from 2004, and CBOT mini-sized their gold future contracts of 33.2 ounces from 2001. So they're starting to play around with the size of it. I'm not going to get into this because technically it doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. Here's the bottom line. They have oversold the futures of gold and silver to the point that they cannot deliver on almost any of it. They've suppressed the price of gold and silver, chased people into other commodities and into stocks and whatever, because there's nothing to see here. This is as high as it's going to get. While inflation and the devaluation of your dollar is eating your life away. Gives me a headache. Let's continue with the headache. Second hour coming up with Ron McDonald.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.